You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time now for our weekly catch-up with RNIB's senior leadership team. And this week we're speaking with Chief Strategy and Public Affairs Officer Vivian Francis. Vivian Crosanall, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And this week we're starting with the next stage of RNIB's travel and transport reports.
That's right. So earlier this year, we put out we actually called it the Big Travel Survey, and it turned out to be big. So we had lots of questions. We had 1,200 respondents from blind and partially sighted people, which is the biggest number we've ever had responding to one of our surveys. So obviously really grateful for that. We've got some really rich information here, but also really indicative of how important this getting around issue is to blind and partially sighted people. So because the results were so big, we had to split the results into three reports, and we've broken these down, looking at buses, the experience for pedestrians, and obviously train travel. And this next one coming up is focusing on pedestrians.
And can you share some of the key findings of that report?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are just finalising the report, which is going to be called In My Way Every Day, quite literal. But I guess just like the barriers that people are leaving in people's way, from e-scooters to A-boards, we'll be publishing the report on the 4th of September. So hope everybody does look out for that. Some of the key things that we are finding are conditions on the streets do leave blind and partially sighted people describing themselves as anxious, vulnerable, and even physically and psychologically harmed. So this isn't just a physical problem in the environment. It's obviously really impacting on people's well-being as well. 92% of blind and partially sighted people have to walk into the road because of street obstacles. So I think that one stat alone is really kind of indicative of the kind of issues that people are facing. 73% of people are saying that the roads in their area feel too unsafe for them to cross because of a lack of accessible pedestrian crossings. And then finally, just really emphasizing this impact on well-being, only 9% of people strongly agreed that they feel safe making independent walking journeys in their neighbourhoods. So we obviously, as RNIB, don't want that to be the case. So we'll be lobbying hard on this. We want everybody to feel safe to make those journeys, because we know that when people can and they do have their independence, it makes such a massive difference in their lives, every aspect from just going to the gym or meeting a friend or whatever that looks like.
And people are always keen to respond and have their voices heard in RNIB's survey, and it really sort of speaks to RNIB's ongoing commitments and involvement in social action.
That's right, yeah. So as well as the campaigning and lobbying that we do with government, which at the moment we are seeing an awful lot of people join us in those campaigns, really mobilising people. So just as an example, we reached 97% of MPs through campaigners around the welfare bill. And obviously that was overturned. We're still looking at exactly what that will mean in the future, but it wasn't the worst case scenario that we feared. On top of the campaigning, we also are looking at some relatively new work that we're calling social action. So that is mobilising people to take more physical action in their communities, or sometimes digital action. So that could be everything from speaking to your local business about putting an A board in the right place, to inviting us into a school to speak to children and teachers about life with sight loss, but also about the actions that people can take to just make life easier for blind and partially sighted people.
And what forms will that social action work take?
A couple of things that we've got coming up in social action as we're really trying to develop this work. We are looking at developing a couple of partnerships, specifically working with the BBC to launch some of this social action We are looking to have a quiz on our website where people can come test their knowledge of the experiences of blind and partially sighted people, and we'll then take them onto a journey about the kind of actions that they can take to support us. We're also hopefully going to be working with Kerry's, obviously one of the UK's largest retail chains, and their staff, inviting them to evaluate a staff training programme that we're putting together for many different corporates, businesses, to really engage their staff in that. Also, there's some upcoming opportunities at a real community level. So we're working with a group in Greater Manchester looking at creating behaviour change, better understanding in local mosques. And we're doing focus groups with teachers and independent coffee shops in August, looking at how we can use the behaviour change knowledge that we have and the interventions that we could make, and see just how we could make everything in communities, from schools to coffee shops, that bit more inclusive. So lots planned for this work. And just to add that we're doing this very much in line with the partially sighted people. So we've set up a behaviour change panel of people with lived experience. It's really central to the design and the delivery and the evaluation of all of the engagement opportunities that we're working on. So really wanting to have a proper co-production model. So all of that in the works, really hoping to scale that up, but at the moment still in this exploration and pilot stage. So just giving a glimpse of that and ways in which blind and partially sighted people can get engaged, but also the broader public as well, to break down the barriers that we know exist.
And of course, any questions you may have about any of RNIB's services or information, you can call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. Vivian Francis, RNIB Chief Strategy and Public Affairs Officer, Diolch Marianiki. Thanks again for your time this week, and thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem, thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.